to be talking about a praise option, the praise option. So we turn to 2 Chronicles, we'll find our scripture reading. And what I want you to do is think about those moments, those times in your life where trouble, situations or trials, whatever they may be, when they surround you, and we oftentimes go to the fear option, or we go to the worry option, or we go to the anger option. But I want to say to you today, if you want victory over your problem, if you want to triumph over your situation, you need to go to the praise option. 2 Chronicles, it's recorded in chapter 20. And while you're turning there, Chronicles is not Corinthians, it's in the Old Testament. While you're turning to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, give you a little bit of background of what's happening. Jehoshaphat is one of those kings that he trusts God, he believes in God, and he tries to lead the nation in the way of the Lord. But the nation surrounding them, Moab and Ammon and Mount Seir, they have banded together and they are launching an assault to destroy that nation and to take their land. And as we join them in scripture, I want you to think about the things that surround you, the problems that come your way. Let's pick up in verse number 10. And now behold, this is Jehoshaphat praying. And now behold, the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, whom you would not allow Israel to invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Verse 11. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come and cast us out of your possession, God, which you have given to us for an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that has come against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Skip down to verse number 20. And they arose early in the morning and went forth to the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. After they consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out ahead of the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Watch this now, verse 22. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. They were destroyed. The praise option. You may be seated. God, we pray that you'd bless us now to proclaim your word. Help us, Lord, that we might not only proclaim it, but understand it. Understand what it means that we can apply it. I pray, God, for those that are online, that you would just reach them with your word. Those that may be on a sick bed listening to us right now, I pray that your proclaimed word with mighty power would go into that room and help them, lift them up, Lord, as you've done so many times. Lift them up. Give them the strength that they need. and God, that they might praise you and exercise their gift of praise. Because, Lord, it's what we give to you. It's the offering that we make. We don't just give you our money. We give you our praise. We give you our love and our adoration, for you alone are God. Thank you now for the blessing that we'll receive through your word. We pray it in Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen, amen. The praise option, the praise option. Well, what does it mean to praise God? It means to exalt him with our voices. It means to proclaim his truth, to say that God is good. Or you can say, as they did in this passage, the Lord is good. Or praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. It is giving thanks, but it's a little bit more than that. It is praising God. Yesterday, when we watched two teams in our state face off against each other, you had UVA on one side, you had Virginia Tech on the other side, and each one was rooting their team on. They were praising them, the players, and they were saying, good job, great. And everybody was about praising their team. Now, if you can do that for a sports team, if you can do that for someone that is on a field and the only thing they're going to do is entertain you, that's the only thing they'll do. They'll give you a good feeling if your team won. By the way, UVA lost. But if you can do that for man, why can't you do it for God? Your way maker. Why can't you do it for God? Your burden bearer. Why can't you do it for God, your very strength? Now, you can exercise other options. You can pace the floor and use the worry option. The only thing you're doing is wearing out your carpet. You can get upset about the things in life, but why get upset with things that you cannot change? You can get on the phone and exercise the gossip option. You can think evil against other people and use that option. Or you can look up to the one who changes everything and you can use the praise option. It's your choice. It's your choice. Andrew Murray, author and evangelist, made an interesting observation when he said, praise affects everything and every aspect of life. It is the very way that you approach life. Praise affects you. Praise affects the devil. And praise affects God. You didn't think it was important to God, did you? Why do you think he would have angels in his presence? Not that he needs it. Don't get me wrong. God doesn't need our praise, but he desires it. The angels, as a matter of fact, he's got angels very close to his presence. These are in the most holy place, and they shadow their face from the holiness of God. And all they say night and day, continuously, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And so great is their praise that the very foundations are shaken as they praise God. When have you shaken your circumstance? Or has your circumstance shaken you? When have you shaken your problem? Or has your problem got you all upset? I dare you to try the praise option. Andrew Murray goes on to say it affects everything. It affects you, your attitude. I notice that people that praise God are happier people. Folks that worry and complain all the time, they're sad. They got this sad countenance about them. It's not that you know all the answers. It's not that you have all the power, but you're willing to say, God, it's in your hands. Lord, you take care of it. Now, let's go into the text for just a moment. The enemy had surrounded Judah and Jerusalem. And they were saying to them, it's impossible for you to get out of this situation. We got you outnumbered. We got more weapons. We have more supplies. We're going to besiege you and we're going to destroy you. And you will no longer be a nation. Let me just say a word of warning to some of you. The devil ain't nobody to play with, even though he's been defeated. Are y'all still in the building? He still got a little stuff, even though he was conquered when Jesus rose from the grave. Now you've got to learn how to walk in that same victory that Christ has given you. And I'm here to tell you that you're going to be surrounded by some things. Amen? Some of you right now are surrounded by situations. You wish your problem had stayed at home. But it's sitting. Now, let me not say that. Let me not go there. What I meant metaphorically is that you still have your problem on your mind. That's a good way to get out of that one. You're still worried. You're still fearful. You don't know what the next doctor's report is going to bring. You don't know what's going to happen on Monday morning. You don't know the situation that's going on, and you're fearful. But rather than exercise that fear option, would you go to the throne room of God Almighty and would you exercise the praise option? Here was Jehoshaphat recognizing what was going on. And he said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to turn to God. We're going to believe in the Lord our God. We're going to believe his prophets. As a matter of fact, we get into this chapter and we find out how that they are saying to God, Lord, we don't know what to do. Have any of you been there? We don't know where to turn. We are surrounded by problems. We're swamped with these issues. And now our eyes are upon you. Notice they took their eyes off the problem and put their eyes on the one who is a problem solver. Somebody, look at somebody, tell him he can make a way out of no way. He can provide when there's nothing else around. God is a good God. God is a mighty God. Matter of fact, let's take our first praise break right here and give God some thanks and give him some glory. Give him some honor. Recognize him. Recognize that he is good. Recognize how far he's brought you. Brought you a mighty long way. When you couldn't take care of yourself, God took care of you. I wish somebody would praise him in here. Jehoshaphat said, now, we don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn, but we're looking to you. Our eyes are fixed on you. By the time that he said that, the Spirit of the Lord fell upon one of the Levites, Jehaziel. And Jehaziel began to prophesy. That is to proclaim God's truth. Now here's what's happening. We think about prophesying as always preaching it. Yeah, it could be that, but sometimes you ain't in church and you need a word. Are y'all in the house today? You just need a word. Amen, you was expecting something else to happen with your paycheck and it didn't happen, and now you need a word. The Spirit of God fell upon Jehaziel, and he began to say to them, don't be fearful. Don't be afraid. Now, remember what Jehoshaphat had prayed. He said, Lord, we don't know what to do. We're terrorized by this. Jehaziel stood up and said, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed as a result of this multitude. In other words, don't worry about that crowd of folk. Look at me. And as a result, for the battle, I like this. This sounding better all the time. For the battle is not yours. Isn't that something? The battle doesn't belong to you. I'll take that. Amen. I'll take it. He said, but the battle is the Lord's. You go down there tomorrow. I still want you to show up. I still want you to punch in. I still want you to hit the clock. All right? But I'm not sending you there to fight. I'm sending you there to see the victory. I wish I could preach to somebody that's been here. Battle is not yours. That sounds good. It's God's. And here's what he tells them to do. You go down there to the cliff of Ziz, and you shall not need to fight in this battle. Now, he didn't say you won't need to fight in any battle, but this one, you, great God. Can we shout just one more time in here? Can we just give God some praise in here? You're not going to need to fight. Then he tells them, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Amen. I got so happy. When I was doing my notes, I had to write in my notes, wow. Amen. Battle's not yours. The stuff you're trying to fight, it doesn't even belong to you. It's not you. The folks you mad at, you ought to just put it down because the battle is not yours. If you would just trust God, you find out that he's got the thing solved. He says, so go down there. Go down there tomorrow. You go on and show up at the cliff of Ziz, but you're going to see something that the Lord has already won your battle. I got to hurry up and make my point here. Now, here's the point I want to make. I was doing some research online, you know, searching praise. What's out there about praise? What's the definition of it? And gave you the definition. Give God honor, give him glory, and ascribe unto him the majesty that is due unto his name. That's when you praise God, right? Everybody agree with that? What I did not know that I would find is that when you look at the praise option, there are companies that have learned the value of praising people. In other words, Microsoft Teams has one of these options called the praise option. It works a little bit like this. If you have members of your team, all of you are in this thing called Microsoft Teams, and you log in and you want to send somebody a word of encouragement, they've been special, they've done something, so you want to send them a word of encouragement and you want others to know about it. You don't even have to be in the same room with them. You're here at your computer. I want to praise so-and-so. I want to praise Miss Jessie. And I want other folks to know that she's doing a good job. So I copy them on this praise option. Hit the send button, and everybody knows, oh, he's praising her because she did X, Y, Z, and letting everybody else know on the team that she has done this work. So everybody can chime in and say, yeah, good job, good job. Do you not know that when you are in your spiritual computer system, I wish I could preach like I feel it. When you log into God Almighty and log out of your problem, when you get logged into Jehovah Jireh, and you exercise the praise option, angels can hear your praise. Other saints can hear your praise. When you lift up the name of Jesus, demons tremble because they don't know how to handle your praise. They're used to you scratching your hair out. They're accustomed to you worrying and crying and going through all of those things. But as soon as you lift up your hands, say, God, thank you. Something happens in glory, and something happens within you. I wish that people could learn the value of praise. I believe you'll live longer if you praise God. I just think it'll add years to your life. And if you don't live longer, you're going to go to heaven happy. I wish some. Now, let me just talk a little bit of church here. I remember times in the church that the folks used to get here and they would sing to one another. They didn't have a lot of instruments, a lot of things that we had, but they would pat their foot. And next thing you know, somebody's up on their feet shouting and praising God. What happened to the shout in our church? And when you started a song, you might as well go on and give it to somebody else because they're going to sing it anyway. Everybody in the church would be singing. Are y'all still here? But now we've gotten silent, now we've gotten quiet, and now our worries are there in our minds and our hearts, and they're tormenting us. We can't get free because we're not giving God praise. Exercise your praise option. So here's what happened. Here's what happened. I'm going to go ahead and try to close this message. I'm going to try to get out of this thing. But I noticed that if Microsoft, if companies are learning the value of praise and the place where it, they ought to be the professionals at praise, huh? If anybody should get the praise right, it ought to be us, the saints, right? And we're still struggling. Well, I don't know what I can praise God. And this, the Bible didn't say, amen, you picked your circumstances. It said in everything, give thanks. Now, you can't thank him for everything, but you can thank him in everything. Yes, Lord, you can thank him that the Lord is there with you because he promised never to leave you nor forsake you. God is an awesome God. Amen? So how do we get into this praise option? He's going to show you right here in the scripture. He's going to show you. I'm going to show you. Remember now, it affects three things. It affects you, right? Your praise affects you. In other words, if you want to lift your spirit above your problem, go to praise. Pick the praise option. Lord, I don't feel like it. Well, praise him anyhow. Nowhere in the scripture does it say you got to feel it. I ain't feeling it. A whole lot of things you ain't going to feel. But guess what? Your feelings will follow where you go. And if you take charge of that and say, Lord, I thank you. I don't understand this, but I'm not going to worry about it. Remember, they got a word from God. They got the word of consolation. They received a word from God. You don't need to fight this battle. It doesn't belong to you. This battle is the Lord. You go out there to the cliff of Ziz, show up, but then watch for my salvation. And what the word of consolation does, it gets on the inside of you. It encourages you. It says that, you know what? No matter how bleak tomorrow looks, I'm still going to go there Monday morning. I'm going to show up. Amen. I'm going to show up like, amen, that I know everything when I don't know a thing except God. You have that consolation. You have that word that ministers to you. It helps you through those weak moments, and you're going to have weak moments. Now, let me give you a little word of warning. Don't try praise when you got stuff going on in your life that God is telling you you need to give that up. It ain't going to work. It'll backfire on you. Let me tell you what happened with Abraham. Abraham exercised the praise option. He exercised the praise option when he had gone into Egypt, almost forgot who he was and that he belonged to, almost lost his wife because he kept telling folk, oh, this is my sister. She was a good-looking woman. And he was afraid somebody going to kill me for her. So rather than me getting killed, he told Sarah, he said, now, you tell them that you're my sister. What kind of carrying on is that? But God was with him. And the Lord heard his prayer. Brought him back out of Egypt. And I tell you what, from that moment on, Abraham began to build altars. He said, everywhere I go, I'm going to remember the Lord. Amen. I'm going to remember the Lord. Because when I remember the Lord, I remember who I am. I remember the relationships I'm in. I remember my responsibilities. So he gave God praise. Now later on, a group of Abraham's descendants in the time of Eli in the book of Judges, they wanted to exercise this praise option, but their heart was not right with God. The Bible tells us that the Philistines had defeated the Israelite army not once but twice, and then they figured out, wait a minute, let's go get the Ark of the Covenant. And let's take the Ark of the Covenant, which is a symbol of praise, a symbol of God's presence. Let's take that into our camp, and we're going to win the battle. But Eli and his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were wicked. Rather than telling the people, wait a minute, we got to repent, we got to tell God we're sorry for our sins, we got to get it right with God. No, they're going to take the Ark of the Covenant, go down into the camp. And the Bible says when the Ark of the Covenant arrived, everybody in the camp of Israel started shouting, the ground trembled. Oh, and the Philistines said, what are we going to do? Their God is with them. And then somebody said, wait a minute, let's just fight. Let's just go out there and fight. Quit acting like mere men. Let's just fight. And because of the fact that their heart was not right, when they tried to offer God praise, it didn't work. Not only were they defeated in battle, the Bible says that the ark was taken. Let me break that down to you in our terms and where we stand today. If you know that you first of all need to get it right with God, don't think you can get it right. Well, I'm going to get up in front of church. I'm going to sing my song. Nope. In other words, shut it up. Because it ain't going to work. Well, I feel like, well, maybe if I get up here and I stand before the congregation, I say, unless you repent before God and get it right before the Lord, your praise is not going to work. But when you get it right with God, when you tell the Lord, I'm sorry for what I did, and I don't deserve it, but Lord, I thank you that you're my only deliverer. As a matter of fact, one man did both of them in prayer. The Bible said two men went to pray. One was a publican, not a Republican, but a publican. Are y'all listening? So he got on his knees and he said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I don't deserve your glory. And he humbled himself. The other man got up and he said, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like this man. I pray, I fast, do all of those things, began to praise himself, and his praise didn't work. But the other man, his praise worked because he recognized and he humbled himself before God, and the Lord exalted him. You got to get your praise right. Look at somebody and say, you got to get your praise right. And that's why we come to church, because we want to get our praise right. As I look back over last week, even though I thought I did pretty good, but when I examined my works before the Spirit of God, a couple of times I let him down. How about you? That's why we come in here, because we want to ask God for forgiveness. We want to ask God for his favor. We want to ask God to make a way for us, right? So when you pray and say, Lord, I confess this was me. I don't deserve it, but Lord, I sure do need it. I'm surrounded by situations that I cannot handle. Let's look at what this man called Jehoshaphat, look at what he did. First of all, he received the word from God. And when he received the word from God, he gave a word of encouragement that God was with them. Praise option number one, you got to believe that God hears you. You already said that the Lord told them, you go out there and you have no need to fight. I'm going to fight your battles. Jesus makes the same promise to us in the New Testament. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith in God. Not you and God, but God. But God. Y'all get that? All right, so the second thing we need to do, encourage one another. You're here today, and I'm sure that you're saying to yourself, I need a word of encouragement. Here's your word of encouragement that it comes directly from Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20 and 21. He said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. You're trying to put your life together? You're trying to stop the worry and start the faith? Believe in the Lord your God. You can't get a better word than that. Are y'all still here? And then he says, believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. Amen? Every preacher ain't bad. Boy, things went quiet on that. He can't trust these preachers. You know everyone? Now, you might know some, but you don't know all of them. And then you don't know what some of them prayed last night. Are y'all still here? Instead of you coming to church judging, Instead of you looking around saying, I wonder who ain't right with God, you need to check your own soul out. Hallelujah. That'll preach. Jehoshaphat is encouraging them. Why? Because they're in critical times. They need to rely on God, and they need every ounce of strength that they can receive. So we have this. We have this where now their praise has been heard in heaven. God heard them. God answered them with a word of amen, a word of comfort. The battle's not yours. It belongs to God. Then to encourage each other, they said, be encouraged. Whatever you do as a church member, don't discourage your fellow church members. Are y'all here? Try to say to them, listen, brother, it's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. Even if you don't know the answer, just say, the Lord's got it. Believe in the Lord. Trust in his word. Amen? The people heard the encouragement because of the praise. God heard the praise and sent the word to them. But now we've got to demonstrate, as Mary says, we got to demonstrate, what about the enemy? What about this enemy? Look down at verse number 22. When they began to sing and praise. Stop right there. Stop right there. Just because we got singers up here doesn't mean that you can't sing. Now, you might not be able to carry a tune in a bucket. In other words, you ain't got that gift. I'm looking at Reverend Givens. He'll tell you, I can't sing, but that doesn't mean he can't make a joyful noise. And when you make a joyful noise, he'll tell you that God is good and his mercy is everlasting. It's our task to join with them. Clap your hands. Stand on your feet if you feel like it. But rejoice in the Lord, because what they're telling you is about the promises of God. Well, they ain't singing my song. Well, they're singing a song. And as long as it's about God, you say, well, you know what? Amen. I'm going to sing anyway. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and he watches over me. When they began to sing, remember they walked down to the cliff of Ziz. So here they go. Here they go. They're marching down to the cliff of Ziz. By the way, before Jehoshaphat sent out the army, he said, well, if we ain't going to need to fight, why am I putting the soldiers up front? Let me put the choir up front. If we're not going to need to fight, let me put some praise out here. And when the folks started marching, and I imagine the singers were starting. By the way, in the military, they have this thing called cadence, right? It helps you to march in tune. So now, you know, you can march in tune. You can go down to the battle. Tomorrow, I don't want you hanging your head down as you go facing the circumstances of this week. I want you to march into your situation. March into your doctor's office. They're going to think you crazy, but that's all right. They thought you were crazy in the first place. You just keep a stepping. Keep marching and keep saying, we got the victory. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. And we're going to walk into this circumstance knowing that God is on our side. But something happened. When they began to sing, which was in their authority to do, and they began to praise, God, look at the word. He set ambushments. Now, I always think about the Westerns, right? I like to watch Western movies. You know how you sometimes look like you're outnumbered, okay? And so you got a group of people, small group here, and what they do is they lead the others, and they start following, and then all of a sudden, when they get to the right spot, the ambush would stand up. But guess what the word ambushments mean in Hebrew? The Lord hit them with a surprise attack. In other words, Jehoshaphat, he didn't figure it out. And the enemy sure didn't figure it out. God did something that nobody expected when the people began to praise. And I know I got to end the sermon, but here's where it gets good. God did the amazing because the people did the praise. You keep saying you want to see an amazing God. Well, give him some praise. Look at what happened. Next thing you know, the children of Ammon, they're getting ready to fight in their battle. They're getting ready to draw the sword. But the Lord set a surprise attack. And guess what? God didn't have to send angels. He didn't have to send reinforcement. He didn't have to give Israel exceptional strength. The children of Ammon started fighting against the children of Moab. And the children of Moab, when they destroyed them, then they started to destroy one another. Why? Because God sent the spirit of confusion. Boy, the start of another sermon. I got to stop right here. But when you set your mind on God, that means your mind is made up. Your heart is fixed. But your enemy is coming from the devil's point of view. Now he can't figure out what he's going to do because God is the only one that can regulate your mind. Oh, God, have mercy. He's the only one that can regulate your mind. So the enemy got confused while the saints got their praise on. Y'all still here? I'm going to close this message right now because that's where the victory is. And I want to talk to some of you that are hiding behind situations. In other words, you're trying to hide out and think, well, I'll just wait until this thing is over. It ain't going to blow over. The only thing that can happen is you praise and you honor God, and the Lord's going to move in your particular situation. Whether he does the same thing here, that's none of my business and really is none of yours. Because God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. And as I close this message, I want to encourage you. It may look like that you're surrounded, but you're really surrounded by God. This is where we fight our battles. Look at somebody said, this is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. It may look like, come on, repeat it. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by God. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by God. Ah, this is the way we fight our battle. You don't do it in your own strength. You do it in the power of God. And if you would give him praise, God will show up every time in your life. You will get the victory every time. And even though you fall, guess what? You'll get back up. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do I have a witness here? I'm so thankful that God is in control. My circumstance does not control me. God controls me. Guess what? He's led me this far, and he's going to lead me every step of the way. How many of y'all believe that today? You got to come out when the enemy says you're surrounded, and you got to come out. Come out with your hands up, praising God, giving him glory, for he alone is worthy. God bless you, saints. I'm not out of sermon, but I'm out of time. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for what you did for Jehoshaphat and the people of Israel. Thank you for how you delivered Judah and Jerusalem from the enemy's clutch. And Lord, there's not a doubt in my mind that you will not deliver us. True, Lord, we are not worthy of your glory, but that does not mean that we can't receive your glory. We repent of anything that we've done, and we ask you to forgive us and then give us strength. Help us to be your people and the sheep of your pasture. There are people going through terrible times. This COVID has caused so much havoc in the lives of so many people. And God, it may look like that we're surrounded by it, but really, we're surrounded by you. We got the victory because we got the name of Jesus. Lord, pour out your mercy. Pour out your love and grace today. Heal us, we pray, and heal our land. We earnestly pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to give someone an opportunity. If you're online, you can just simply write to us and say, preacher, when you prayed, I prayed also. Write us here at crossroadbc.com, and we'd be happy to follow up with you, letting you know that God loves you and that he cares for you. If you're in the parking lot, whatever you're going through, just be reminded of God's grace. If you're in the building today and you have received encouragement, just say, Lord, I thank you that you're my God. If you've never received Christ as Lord, we invite you to do that. You're missing the greatest element of your life, and that is the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to open the doors of the church. If you're in here, you can simply walk down the aisle and say, "Preacher, I need Christ. I need the Lord in my life." Will you come with everyone? Who can stand?